The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Now, coming up in just a moment, not one but two of our regulars will be dropping in advice on how to survive the first holiday break as a couple. But as usual, on The Hard Shoulder at 6.30, we'll be going down to earth with Dr. Cara Gustenberg. She has dropped in to tell us what can we expect.
Well, Ivan, I got to meet Prince Charles on Monday at the Cool Planet Experience in Powers Court, so I'm here to talk about Prince Charles's record on environment and his interest in climate action.
Right, because when Henry went out on Monday, we heard a clip from Cara. So I don't know whether to call her Dame Cara or Lady Cara, but she's not only on the Council of State, she's now rubbing shoulders with royalty. We will talk to you again, and I'm going to ask you about this UK decision to ban single-use plastics and cotton buds. It's a scandal. Cara coming up after 6:30. Well, something caught our eye here on The Hard Shoulder, and that is an article about how the first trip for a couple away on holiday can either make or break the relationship. So we thought, that's an interesting topic, because I remember in 1981, when, having chased Deirdre for ages, I went on my first trip away to the Rose of Tralee. And it was an absolute disaster. And I told her, as I brought her home, that I was not interested in seeing her again, having chased her for ages. It was a complete disaster. Oh, and eventually I came around. I thought lots of things that my expectation of her and the reality were completely different. Oh, so this is a very interesting topic. So we had to call in our experts, both Michelle Jackson of The Novel Traveller, who is, of course, going to be here, as always, every Thursday for our travel slot on sporting events, and clinical psychotherapist here on a Monday, Stephanie Regan, our relationship guru. So let me start with you, Stephanie.
Okay.
What are the foreseeable problems?
Okay, well, I suppose there's many things that can go wrong, and there's many things that are really to be looked forward to. You know, so let's look at the good stuff first. You have the opportunity to have, I suppose, to deepen the friendship and deepen the connection. You're going to have more time together. You're going to have the opportunity to kind of share new things together, which is very deep in bonding and all of that. Then you have the building of a memory together, probably your first good holiday together. So there's a lot of good stuff in it. But there's also the big difficulties are if you do too much too quickly, then you don't have time to kind of correct what goes on. Also, I think that people expect sometimes too much out of the first holiday. That can be a problem. I think the other things that jump to me are that you are exposed to this person in a new way, and you're going to see facets of them that you haven't picked up on the date across the dinner, as you did with Deirdre, as you're saying. You saw things that you didn't think you'd see, I'll book the flights. Let's talk about the money thing. I'll book the flights, for example, and the partner is going to give you the money later. And does it happen? And is that the way it goes? So suddenly now you're seeing the way people transact their sort of finances. Yeah. Then there's the issue of, I always think about airports. You know, some people are good travellers. Some people like to get there in the, you know, 2 hours early. Some people like to get there in the nick of time, and all those kind of things. So you're meeting whole other, lots of sides of the person that you won't have picked up, as I say, across the dinner table or on the Saturday night overnight. And so be wary, I think, and take it gently would be certainly my initial advice. Think about, you know, people say things like, oh, plan it together and build the excitement and all that. Yes, do all that. Absolutely do all that. I would say don't go too far. I wouldn't hit Australia first. I'd make sure it's a 1 hour flight home. And I would also say, apart from the planning within it, I would think always of creating breaks for yourself. Don't expect it to be perfect together all day, every day. I think that's something, I mean, okay. Bring a good book,
sounds
step
like
out
a total
a
nightmare,
bit.
But yeah. Anyway,
okay, we'll come back to that.
So, Michelle, one thing we're agreed on there is a shorter rather than a longer break.
I totally agree. And I was speaking to a friend earlier and she says, make sure you drive if you really need to get away quickly.
Indeed.
In case he turns out to be a bit of a psycho. Or vice versa, maybe. But I think going
local. So you're saying staying in Ireland? What do you think would be the best options in Ireland?
Well, you know, we're great here for discussing all the options with the Blue Book, because they're beautiful properties. They're generally couples. There wouldn't be lots of children around you and families. And there's a huge selection around the country. You're also going to be guaranteed top-notch cuisine, other things,
and usually the ladies, if there's a lady involved, likes a spa treatment or something like that.
And this is one thing where I would say,
and that actually gives separate time because the guy won't be going for a spa.
It can work well, especially if you like to holiday apart, like you and Deirdre do from now on, and the signs were there obviously at the beginning. But I wouldn't go somewhere like Monarch, where you love going with your girly friends for the first time, because a lot of guys feel uncomfortable with the robe idea.
Okay.
You know, I would definitely choose somewhere very neutral. Do you both like to walk? Do you both like to cycle? Pick a hotel that has other, you know, amenities and activities that you can do things. Now, if you're a younger couple and you're a bit of adrenaline junkies and you'd like to do something exciting, you could pop over to Wales on the ferry, and that's not as stressful as an airport.
Yeah.
And you'd have your car with you and it's quite easy. Zip World is great in the Snowdonia Hills it's got the longest zip line in the world, so you could, you know, achieve something together.
Yeah. You see, immediately, Stephanie, we're rubbing up against the first issue, which is that, you know, Deirdre doesn't like racing. You know what I mean? Like, say the bloke wants to go to a sporting event or wants to do a particular thing, and maybe one of them is keen in walking or adventure, and someone else just wants to lie in the sun and read a book, and the other is bored out of their tree. So how have you actually find that in terms of downtime, as opposed to living time and working time, that they actually have completely different recreational interests? How do you overcome it?
Well, I think there's one thing we were just, myself and Michelle, talking slightly outside. Since we have a couple of relationships under our belt, both of us, we can give that kind of advice as well.
Right.
And something I have found, I mean, we all have our own interests. As you say, you love the sporting, you know. My fella loves the cycling. And I like to cycle, but I don't like to cycle as much as he does. You know, so we're all compromising all of the time. But something that we've always found, and I always encourage people, is to try and find something fresh together. You know, start something new together. Try it together. Nobody's an expert.
But hold on a second. Say she wants to go to the museum or the art gallery, and I have no more interest. I'd rather go to the pub and the betting shop.
That, Ivan, on your ownio. We're talking about doing things that bring you closer as a couple and that you can share.
But surely the most important thing is that it's not a problem if you have a different interest. You just go your way.
It's not about
living apart.
You can
fantastic.
Have different interests, but you must find things that you can do together.
No, the expectation that you said earlier,
that
you'll be all loved up and doing everything together, is actually totally unrealistic. Like, you know, I know lots of women who love nothing more, because my wife goes with my two daughters off to a sun holiday and they simply lie on the beach and read a book. I would be bored out of my latitude.
Well, that's fine.
Would drive me to drink.
If you're talking about the future,
and then you'd have to
but
go
if
to the
it's
pub.
Your first time together and you really want to get to know someone, going away with them, as Stephanie said, is a great way to see the things that do work and to see the flaws.
Yes.
And I think something like if you are feeling adventurous and you are going to take a 1-hour flight or a 2-hour flight and go on a city break, it's a great option.
Yeah.
But be aware, there are things you have to prepare.
How about go to
for,
Paris? Because it's a bit romantic.
That's exactly what I have on my list here.
A city break.
Absolutely.
City breaks, I think, ideal.
Paris is the sort of city that you can loll around in all day and just, you know, watch the cafe culture. You don't have to go into the museums. And you can actually do them together. Like, if you really want to surprise your other half, what about booking lunch in the Eiffel Tower? And then you don't have to queue.
I hate heights.
And you don't. Oh, but you won't have to queue, Ivan.
No, she wants to go right to the top. And I said, no way,
queue.
I get vertigo.
I know, but there's the 38th level has a fabulous restaurant and it's quite reasonable. And you don't have to pay to get
that's quite
the
high up. I've been in it. Yes,
so it's
quite high
really,
up.
But it's a really nice way to
a boat trip on the River Seine is actually quite pleasant.
And you can do that as well.
Yeah, London. London is good.
It's good.
But I think if you turn your back, Ivan, on all the museums and all of the culture, like, that is, you know, you're not that interested in it, but maybe you could try.
That's
you know,
what travel is about. It's about opening your eyes to new experience. I
exactly.
be a bit adventurous.
Don't
and
close
I bet
off,
you
Ivan.
If you got the best tickets and a beautiful dress for Deirdre, she'd love the races if you brought her to the Kentucky Derby.
No, but she loved the races up to when we got married. I mean, then she dropped it completely.
You weren't spoiling so her enough.
What about theatre and yes. nighttime activities? Yeah. What would you, like, well, is this important? I mean, like, and then there's the whole thing of sleeping together, which is another problem.
Well, we take it that as a given that you like sleeping together if you're going on the trip.
Okay.
But, and I mean, there's no two ways about it. I mean, the sexual is a whole part of the going away and the romance of it all. And I mean,
but
if that's
there,
not
do
working,
people like their privacy? You know what I mean? Like,
well, I was
maybe,
thinking 2 weeks,
you know, maybe
you
they
see.
Spend an hour in front of the mirror getting made up, which for a man is completely incomprehensible.
Yeah, but then you
I mean,
can
do they want to do that
men,
in front of
there
their partner?
Men that do that as well, I think.
But you see, I think that's where the compatibility.
There's too many
thing,
men. Right? You're right.
Isn't it where the compatibility things come into play? You know,
it is. Like,
but you have to learn this the hard way.
Yes,
what
do.
Are the little boundaries? So I think the first bit of advice that you have to give people is 1, lower your expectations. 2,
I'd
it's
say
actually no, it's yeah. not. No. It's not the end of the world if you find that you love this person, but that you have different interests. That's okay.
Yes.
That can be
absolutely,
that can be a boy-girl thing. Yeah. There's absolutely no problem with that. Somebody loves the arts. Somebody loves sport. Some people, for sunshine is very, very important.
Yeah.
A tan is very important. Other people, it's not so important. Some people like to get up at 12 o'clock. No, some people like
to
get up at 12.
Some people like to get up early.
And some people like to get up at dawn.
But you do have to spend some time together, Ivan.
Yeah,
and
there's,
this
no
is
point
great, oh, there's no
you
point going.
Sure,
being.
You would eat together. You would eat together.
But exactly.
Yeah.
You
and sleep together.
Yes,
you know what I mean? This is why you travel, to get away from your ordinary. This is what travel does. Travel. Oh, don't turn the telly on. That's a big no-no when you go away.
Exactly.
Oh, definitely don't have the telly on.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Unless I had Newsnight or something in the UK.
I think what you're pointing to, though, Ivan, you are pointing to the fact that we don't have to all love doing the same things. But if you're going away on a little break, like a city break, you've got all these things to attract you.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you turn yourself off and say, and I'm not saying you are doing it, but you know, just the example of you, that you are, you know, saying I only want to go to this and
absolutely.
I only want
to
do that.
So,
like, you have to compromise.
Should you share the planning of the venue
and the
site?
A good idea.
I think like
it's,
together. And people should express actually
you know,
I'm not interested in that.
And also this is where things like holiday insurance are vital.
Oh.
You know, if somebody perhaps you break up before you've planned something for a couple of months in advance, also be aware that if you have booked flights, there will be penalties for name changes.
Yes.
And if you do split up, you can bring someone else. Or I'm talking about practicalities here. I just say that, you know, like be prepared, because it does happen quite often. People plan or
travel insurance can actually cover going home early.
No, but it would cover for say one partner decides they're not going on the trip. Do you know what I mean? So then, you know, you can.
Oh, to cancel.
Yeah.
To cancel. Yeah, yeah. Mm. You see, that's another thing. What if you have a row on the thing? Like, just say, Deirdre says, be back at 4 o'clock, and I stumble in half pissed at 7 o'clock. And she's furious. Absolutely livid. But the point is this. Your first row on holiday. How do you deal with that?
Look, I remember years ago meeting, years ago when people would get married and never have been in bed together or otherwise, and they'd head off to Mallorca and all these places. And I remember meeting someone who had gone on their honeymoon, which was really the first time almost they were ever away together.
Yes.
And back and never spoke to each other again. So that was
they
a
broke
row.
Up over it.
Gone, finished.
You see, and
never
just speaking
again.
Of that, I remember Deirdre dragged me to Portugal one time. There was no air conditioning. I couldn't sleep a wink at night. It was 40 degrees, and I never went on another sun holiday since.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you have to
point.
Look as well at where you're staying. And if you're going on a budget holiday, you do travel like everything in life. You get what you pay for. Do you know what I mean? If you really want to be romantic and a couple going away like this, maybe go for a 4-star. Maybe, you know, spoil yourselves a little to make everything nice
work.
And right around you, to make it all work.
That's the usual story.
Preempt.
Get your plastic card out and start paying the bills.
And
that'll soften everything.
I think what Michelle is saying as well is keep it short. Like, I mean,
I do agree.
It's not always difficult to do either.
No, but let's flip this and say, in a relationship that's okay, you have a mortgage and you have kids and this kind of thing. There's nothing wrong with having separate holidays, girly holidays, lads holidays. What do you think? Or are you against that too?
No, I'm not against that. No, I love time with them. I'm definitely a real girl person in that sense. And I loved time on my own. I wouldn't be inclined to go away that long without each other. I mean, I wouldn't be going off for 2 weeks every year.
No, you're just going off for 3 weeks to Canada.
But
like, this is
travel.
What I'm faced with. She's going off, but the teacher's holidays are at the end of June. She's going off for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but
last week in June.
Off.
Well, no, exactly.
But she's, come on, Ivan. She's
cutting her
fly.
Some slack there.
But you see, Ivan, we're talking about new relationships here. I thought that's what we're talking
about
today. First time going away.
Right.
It's a little bit. How many years are you together now?
33 years. A life sentence is only 12. All right. My thanks to Michelle Jackson and to Stephanie Regan. I can do no more for you. If you break up, I don't care. Coming up next, business says Nike and Adidas are among those begging Trump to end the trade war with China.